Miracle working God, God is good. Amen. Our guest speaker is not on yet. I've not received notification that he is on. I don't know if he's having problems, but anyhow, he will be on shortly. You may be seated. This conference has been captioned as coming up higher, and that's exactly what we want to do, every one of us. We need to engage and come up higher, and as we do, we are going to receive what God has promised, the restructuring that needs to happen in our lives, and the restoration that needs to happen in our lives. I found out that God can give you and I promises, but if you don't engage, you will not experience them. Yesterday I mentioned about the garden hose close to the tap. But because it is close to the tap doesn't mean water is going to run through it. It has to be attached. For every one of us, we need to be connected to have the outpouring and the flow that God has for us. And today, I believe that God is going to do something extraordinary in our lives. I told you about the setup for the month, and I did mention to you that the Lord didn't say anything about the fourth week. Didn't hear anything about the fourth week, if we're going to do anything in the fourth week or what form it was going to take. That was true until 1:55 a.m. last night. And the Lord spoke expressly to me that that last week, there are 5 weeks in this month, but that week five, I want you to listen attentively. It's a week dedicated to family. I said, what about family? He said, this week I want my people to serve their families in whatever way they need to serve their families. Minister to your family by giving to your family. Whether it's cleaning house, cooking, taking your spouse out on a date, whatever it is that you need to do, God's saying, week four. We started week one, the first to the seventh. We did Zoom, primarily Zoom meetings. And then from the 8th to the 15th, which is now, we're doing these special meetings. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then from the 15th through to the 21st is going to be a week of silence, where you come with your notebooks and you listen to God. in the house of the Lord. The word of God says, I will inquire of thee in the house, in the temple. You need to be here to inquire. Seek out God's heart. So that's what's happening from the 15th to the 21st. Now from the 22nd to the 28th, that's going to be your time to dedicate to ministering to your family. Whatever your family needs, minister to them. If you don't have somebody that is family, find somebody that you're going to minister to. God just wants you to serve. Praise the Lord. Did you understand that? Well, that is also different, because it's a different year. Normally we'll have a month long of speakers, but God directed for this to happen this way. I believe that your family is going to appreciate very deeply your service. That wife might be so blessed to have you cook a nice meal. Make sure it's tasty, because that might be a problem. But let's serve. Amen? Praise the Lord. Do something that you've not done before, or something that has been requested of you that you've not been able to do before. Just serve. That's the instruction for the fourth week. And the blessing is going to be imparted into your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your presence. We're thankful for your peace. We're thankful, Lord, O God, that you're here with us. And because you are with us, O God, we know that we have freedom. We have liberty. We are blessed to be called sons. Blessed to be part of your family. And Lord, O God, today we celebrate that grace. Tonight, we position ourselves to hear from you. We will hear the thus saith the Lord word. A word that will be quickened in our spirits, that will elevate us to higher grounds, higher experiences in the walk of faith. That will bring us, O God, to that place of wholeness for spirit, soul, and body. Blessed Father, be your holy name. We rejoice in your goodness. Most High God, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a dear man of God with us this evening. Is the screen frozen? Because it's not moving. It's not blinking. It's blinking? Oh. Okay. Hallelujah. Pastor Michael Kingsley, how are you doing?
I am well. Great to be with you today again.
There's something strong.
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you now. Awesome. Okay. How are you doing?
Man of God, I'm well. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Praise the Lord. I know that we are going to be truly blessed tonight, because I know the word of God is in your mouth, and it is a fresh word. It's not refried beans. It's real the real stuff, fresh manna for a new day. Amen. Before I release you to begin speaking to us, I know you're in Houston. I know that you
are. We're in Dallas.
Oh, you're in Dallas. Oh, well, I got that.
Texas.
I got all that mixed up. Dallas. Awesome. Dallas. Where's your roots? What African nation did you come from?
The African nation is Uganda.
Uganda. That's one nation I've not stepped into yet, but I believe by God's grace I will be in Uganda this year.
I'm looking forward to it, men of God.
Amen. Amen. Well, this man of God is mightily used of God, and he's breaking ground. And today I believe that he is, by the anointing and grace upon his life, going to pull you higher into the lifestyle of breakthroughs. He has a television ministry that is reaching millions of people, and I've been privileged to be on his television broadcast, and we become fast friends. You know, we talk often. The other day, I think it was yesterday or the day before, he just called just to call. And I know that the love of God is flowing in him and through him. And it's my honor and privilege to introduce this Son of the Most High God to you today. Let us receive the word from the mouth of Pastor Michael Kingsley. Amen. Well, man of God, take it.
I am so glad to be with you today. I want to wish you a happy new year. It's not one of those happy new year that we are usually known to most of the time. This is literally going to be a happy new year to the body of Christ. The Lord wants to make himself known. The press has never known him or never seen him before. But as we ended him, there's been.
We're having bandwidth issues.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Are you able to use another device that may be able to pull in a better bandwidth? Because right now we cannot hear you. The bandwidth is very low.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, but the bandwidth is quite low, so you're crackling at this point.
Okay, how about now?
Well, just go at it. Just keep on going. Hopefully it will improve.
Amen. So we've come into a new year where it's not just an excitement of, you know, the usual happy new year, and then we get our resolutions and just be about, you know, what we already think that is going to be an expectation of what we want. And all of a sudden, they normally say that by the 19th of January, most people have already, you know, turned around and quit. They call it the National Quit Day. What that means that people have already quit what they believe or quit what their resolutions or what they believe is all about. But I want to believe with you today in the name of Jesus before the word of God comes that none of you this year are going to quit the promises of God. None of you is going to quit the promises of God. I want you to say that to yourself. I will not quit the promises of God. Amen. I want to be able to speak to you what the Lord has laid on my heart. And we started to touch on it the very first day we began. The Lord took us to the book of Exodus. I want us to turn to Exodus chapter 7 and verse 17. When we got over there, we ended up here, the Lord gave me a word. And he said to me, go tell my people, I'm about to do wonders in their midst. I'm about to do oracles, signs, and wonders in their midst. I'm about to turn around everything that's been going on in their life that was contrary to the promises of God. The Lord said to me, tell my people that I'm about to break every chain so they can walk into the true freedom of your mighty God. And so the Lord began to tell me to tell you that you've got to be ready for what God said in 2020, because this is an unusual year where God's taking over everything. That's why he said to me, this is a year of my power in the earth realm. We've seen the power of man. We've seen the power of man in the political arena. We've seen the power of man in the economic arenas. We've seen the power of man even in the battlefield around the world where the wars are taking place. We've seen the power of man in the scientific arenas. We've seen the power of man everywhere, because man has, without God, has wanted to take over and become another God. But right now, what God's saying to us in the body of Christ, we are going to see not just the power of man, we're going to see the power of God invading the earth realm like we've never seen it before. And when God began to speak to me, I began to prepare. I began to be in anticipation. I began to say, Lord, I cannot wait to see you unleash the greatest move of God in the earth realm for your people. Because your people, some of them have been weak. They've been getting defeated. They've needed encouragement. They've needed uplifting. Some of them have been crying. The last 2 years, there was a wailing. There was a wailing that was taking place in the earth realm. There was a cry of death. There was a fear of death. There was tragedy that would hit the entire realm. It changed the entire landscape. It changed the church. It changed the body of Christ. It changed a lot of everything. It's like, it was like a tsunami. It was like a heavy tsunami like the ones you saw in Indonesia that sweeps everything, spiritually, mentally, physically, in every area of people's lives. This tsunami came in to cry to shake all the foundations that people were used to stand on. And the Lord said to me, now this is not just a tsunami of water. This is a tsunami of the Holy Ghost that's coming to be unleashed in the lives of God's people. And I'm excited to announce to you right now, under the sound of my voice, that God Almighty is going to do a wonder in your midst, and you shall know that he is God. Exodus chapter 7 and verse 17 says, thus says the Lord, that by this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will strike the waters which are in the river with a rod, and that is my hand, and they shall be turned into blood. What I like about this text is this, because God asserts himself, if you can hear me well, God asserts himself in the affairs of man. Anytime God gets ready to do a thing, he will say, I am going to do it. When God gets ready to do a wonder in the earth, he says, I will do something. Those of you who are hearing can say, you know what? The Lord promised me that this is what's going to do. Some of you are sitting over there right now, and you're sitting over prophetic pronunciation that have been given to you, and you've been waiting for them over and over and over. Each year you're waiting for the prophetic word you received 5 years ago. You know, and the moment the prophetic word of God came to you, the battle began to rage. The enemy started coming at you. The enemy started raging the battle around you to make it look like the word of God was void. The word of God wasn't working. Why is it that every time you get an oracle of God, an assignment of God, somehow the enemy wants to interrupt what God said? It doesn't mean that God's weak. It doesn't mean that God changed his word. It doesn't mean that God won't do. It doesn't mean that God's not there. It simply means that all hell has heard what God's about to do. The one thing that the enemy is afraid of, saints, is a word that comes from eternity and invades the earth, because the enemy knows that at every word that God has said to you, it is going to disrupt his works. It is going to break generational curses. It's going to break disease. It's going to overcome everything the enemy has tried to do. And it's when the enemy thought he has his way. It is when he thinks that he's put a foothold. It's when he thinks that he has more power. It's when you even think, God, I feel like I'm on the verge of defeat. I have nowhere to go. I have no help. I have no way out. My doors are closing. I have nobody. Everybody I try to call, nobody's coming for my rescue. It is at that moment when you're driven to the wall that the word of God will come pick you up and lift you up and push you to the new dimension you've never been before. What I love about this conference is this. The conference is a come up here. You know, it's calling us to a higher place where we've never been before. It's calling us to a higher experience we've never been before. It's calling us in a realm of God we've never tested before. You know, come see that the Lord is good, because it's bringing us to a place we've never been before. If you've already tested any test here, but if you've never tested it, if you've never tested this new dimension of the goodness of God, it simply means that you're going to have an experience. You're going to have a way. You're going to see another side of God you've never seen before. Somebody say amen. You know, you're going to see the other side of God you've never seen before. He's going to come around, like he told Moses. He said, you know what? You know, get off your sandals, for the place where you sit, you know, is holy. And the Bible says, and Moses was able to come around, the burning tree. When he came around, he was able to know that there was a presence of God. It was God there. And my prayer for you tonight, in the name of Jesus, is that you're going to see, you are going to experience a new way you've never seen before, how God is going to work through you in the name of Jesus. Now, for some of you may say, you know what? I've had that before. I have had that affirmation before. I have had that positive word before. Until the presence of God invades you in ways you've never seen before, it's not just a positive word. Because what the earth needs right now, what the world needs right now, is not another intervention of man. Man has tried. They tried with COVID. It did not work. They tried with scientific research. It didn't work. They're trying with the economy. It didn't work. They tried with the world peace. It did not work. They tried with everything. Wherever you look at, the world's still in chaos, even right now. What does that mean? Is that now it needs an invasion of the Holy Ghost to come in and bring a true alignment into our hearts. But it begins with us believing. It begins with you. It begins with me. It begins with the hand of God invading us like never before. And in this text, the word of God says, the Lord says, and you will know that I am God. I like that phrase. I like the phrase where God says, you know, that I will do a wonder and you will know that I am God. How many of you are a witness that you want to see God, you know, in a way you've never seen him before? How many of you want to see God in a way you have never seen him before? Today, in the name of Jesus, I decree that's the realm you're going to walk into. You're going to walk in a realm of power you've never walked into. You're going to walk in a realm of power that's going to unleash the sight of God, the goodness of God, breakthrough, signs and wonders, miracles following in the name of Jesus. That is my prayer for you by the power of the Holy Ghost. When God told Moses and Aaron, he says, you know what? I have seen at this point in time, remember, I must remind you, it was in Egypt. Pharaoh had lifted his head so high. Pharaoh had subjected the children of Israel to a lot of pain. There was anguish. There was fear. There was timidity. There was giving up. There was defeat. There was loss. There were chains. There were prisons. There was everything evil that you know. Some of you are sitting there right now saying, you know what? The only life I've known up until now, even here in Canada or the United States, is a life where I've been up under attack. I've been through one attack after the other. I've lost my loved ones. I've lost my friends. Everywhere I turn, I know I've tried God. I come to church. I give. I do everything. But from the day you were born, you've been up under this heavy-duty attack. Because the core scripture, the spirit of the Egyptian, the spirit of Pharaoh has been coming after you, has been coming after everything that you ever put your hand to. The generational curses from where you came from have been following you. And to the most part, you pray, yes, I have faith in God, but I still see this element where the enemy wants to take charge over everything I try to do. I have money today and I lose it tomorrow. I raise my children well and they turn out different. But I came to tell you that in 2023, God is raising up a standard over every condition that I refuse to go, over every condition that I refuse to turn around, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. And you know what God told Moses? Don't be afraid. Go back to Pharaoh and tell him, let my people go. I like that. I like that. As I was rereading that, it seems like it's a simple word, but it's not a simple word. It is a word that tells us there is something that God needs from us. In other words, it's like you going back to, you know, going back somewhere, you know, you built the house somewhere and somebody trying to take your house and you say, you know what, I'm going back to my property. I'm going back to what belongs to me. What God's saying there is that I created you to be mine. You are created in the image of God. And when God says, I'm reclaiming you to the place, the highest place of worship, it is the highest place. So when we talk about going up higher, we are coming back to the original place where we were before. We were created for worship. We are created to have the essence of the goodness of God residing in us every step of the way. Created for defeat. We were not created for giving up. We're not created all the time to wrestle around with things that don't align up with the word of God. We were created in the image of God, and the battle for your identity has been going on from the day you were born. The enemy hates anything that's got the image of God, that's marked by God, that's known by God, that's protected by God, that's loved by God. The enemy hates that. And so what God says, I make a decree today. The first point of deliverance, I want you to point this out. The first point of reclaiming and restoration is God reclaiming you back to the place of honor. It's a place of adoration. It's not a place of pain. It's a place of honor. That's what God is reclaiming you for. And when God says, I need you back in the right place where I need you, it means that everything that's holding you back has to leave you alone, has to break off for you in the name of Jesus. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, when she touched Jesus, the issue of blood and every yoke and everything that was on her was broken away from her. And guess what happened, saints? When that was broken away, she found her freedom. Just like the man who was blind from birth, Bartimaeus, you know what happened to him? When the presence of Jesus was in, his blind eyes opened. What about the deaf and dumb? They're open. What about the miracles, signs, and wonders that we read through all the Bible, where he went in the village? The Bible says he healed them all. We serve that kind of God that will come in the affairs of your life and turn everything around. What God specializes in is that every yoke, every chain, every fetter, anything that's trying to be like the Egyptian spirit that confiscates, that takes away, that wants to kill and destroy you, he's coming at it in 2023. God is coming after your enemies. God's coming after anything that's been trying to steal from you. God's coming after any force of hell that's been trying to pull you on the other side, because he says, I let my people go so they may worship me. Why is it vital for your worship? Because worship is the one that ushers you in the highest place. I'm not talking about coming to sing a song just for the sake of singing a song, saints. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a real level of adoration and worship that comes from the inside of you, that the moment you're in tune with God, the atmosphere opens and the presence of God comes. And when the presence of God comes, you just know that I'm under the invasion of the Holy Ghost, and all everything that's surrounding you begins to leave. I'm not just talking about a Sunday song or just at a hymn. I'm talking about a song, the type of song that Paul and Silas were singing in the prison cell. When they sang it,
the portals of heaven opened. And when they opened, the power of God came and shook the gates of hell. And that's what I'm saying to you. God's saying to me to tell you, tell my people, there is a new song. There is a new song that opens the gates. There's a new song that breaks chains. There's a new song that brings back life. There is a new song that raises the dead. There is a new song that heals cancer that God's putting on the inside of you in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. It's a new song. It is a new song. It is a new song. And it's in my prayer that you receive and walk in this new song. That's what he's talking to you about. What you have to realize, the reason why he called them unto worship is because before they were crying. They had an anguish and they had pain and they had everything that was not lining up to them. They were in the Bible says they cried for 400 years. 400 years is a long time. It wasn't only just about prayer for deliverance. It was a painful moment. How many of you have ever gone through a very thick, painful moment in your life? A deep wound that you don't know how to get out of. And all you have to do is cry. You can't pray, but only cry. The pain of disappointment, the pain of despair, the pain of loss, the pain of trying things out, they were crying. And for the most part, in the body of Christ, there is been a cry. Every time we come in the presence of God, we don't worship, we've been crying. We cry out because we feel like there's a resistance and nothing seems to be opening up. But the Lord's saying to me to tell you, saints of God, is that now there's going to be a shout. There's going to be a roar of joy. The roar of joy will touch heaven, and God will open the windows of heaven. And remember, the Bible said when Jehoshaphat began to worship, they began to pray, what happened? His enemies were swallowed. There is a song that God gives us that comes from the bottom of the heart. That's why Jesus told the woman, he says, those of you who come to worship me will not worship me in truth and spirit. We won't worship in Hallel. They won't worship in Jerusalem, but they're going to worship me in truth and spirit. He realized that the greatest depth of worship has to come from the bottom of your heart. It has to come from a deeper level inside of you. And it's given to God because you're giving it to your king. And when you give it to the king, he arises. And when your king rises, your enemies begin to be scattered in the name of Jesus. Who am I talking to right now that God has given this word in the new year that prepares you to, instead of crying, instead of defeat, instead of fear, instead of loss, instead of sickness, instead of blindness, instead of resistance, instead of, God is releasing you into the fullness of your liberty in order to see the greatness of God in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 That's the song that comes to you. That's a song that God gives you. That's a song that God is placing on the inside of you that is going to rattle in your heart. Some of you have been dealing with heavy, heavy, heavy laden, wounded hearts, but God is freeing you from it so you can walk in the fullness of the Lord with your freedom. You don't realize that I got to remind you that after God said, I'm going to stretch my hand and strike the Egyptians, the children of Israel didn't know what was going on. They were used to pain. A lot of times when people are used to one set of condition, they don't know that God is calling them for another level. That's why in this week, the power of God is going to be released over the men of God and women of God that are going to be speaking here. And they're coming forth to remove you from the condition you've been used to. Not like 2020. This year is not like 2021. This year is not like 2022. This year is a year of God's mighty power invading every area of your life in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. This year, because I want to remind you again, just when the children of Israel say, this is the condition we're in. We might as well cry another year, or cry another 2 years, or we cry another 400 years. This was a different day. There was a brand new morning, because what God had promised Father Abraham before 400 years before, he had promised him that the nation that will enter, the nation that will bring damage, that will try to break my people, said, I will destroy, I will judge, if you remember so well. But today I came to tell you that God's word has never fallen to the ground, because what he promised, he will fulfill right now. That means he's coming after your enemies. He's coming after trying to constrict your worship and take away your ability to have a connection in the heavenlies. Is coming to an end. And that's what I came to tell you tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost, saints, is that anything that's trying to hinder the flow, whether it's in your home, most of the time we come and enjoy church, but go back to broken homes, broken marriages, and broken anything. But guess what God's going to do? The presence of Jehovah, mighty God, the presence of King Jesus is going to your back into your home, that your home will be the presence of Jehovah, and miracles, signs, and wonders, and breakthroughs will be coming over there in the name of Jesus. And that's why I'm here to announce that to you. Because I am so excited about God saying that when he does that, then you will know that the Lord God Almighty has done that for you. What God's saying that to you is that you've had a witness of so many things around you. You can name them. You have names of witnesses. But this, the greatest witness you're going to have in 23, your lips will talk about more about God than they will talk about anybody else. Your mouth will have a witness about what God has done than what the devil has done, than what COVID has done. I know some of us can sing the song, we lost our loved ones, we lost our parents, we lost our sisters, we lost our friends through COVID and all that. We've been singing that song, but God, we're going to have a testimony, and this is a testimony of the new thing that God is doing in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. We're living in the days of refreshment. We're living in the days of high expectation, because the Lord God, your God, is coming in to intervene and bring about a change you've never seen before. Saints, I'm here to remind you, as a word of encouragement, get yourself ready to see the other side of God you've never seen. The time for wailing and weeping out of pain, weeping out of loss, weeping out of fear, weeping. It has taken away your worship. Every time you enter into the presence of God, you begin by wailing, you begin by weeping, you begin by brokenness every time. But now there's a new song that's going to begin, because you are seeing the other side of God that brings such a fullness of the Lord and assurance of the power of God. Then you're going to know that God's for me, God's on my side, who can be against me? In the name of Jesus. Pastor Michael, I'd like to assure and pray with the saints of God right now, because I sense the grace of God, that the Lord God Almighty will visit the mighty, wonderful church that God has built right there through you and your leadership, and God's people will rejoice again. There's going to be a roar of joy, a roar of joy, a roar of victory in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen. Please
pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm reminded as I speak to you, there's one moment when Gideon woke up one day, he had been full of fear. He thought he was the least among the least. And God told him, go to the camp of your enemy. And he goes down to the camp of the enemy. And while he was there, he overhears his very enemies that he was so afraid of. The very enemies he had been afraid of, he thought, they're going to kill me. I'm nothing. I can't overcome. Nothing can come out of this. He overhears them talk about him and tell him that the sword of Gideon is about to crush us. Have you ever had your enemy begin to realize that you're going to crush him? It is time for you now to realize that the very enemy that you've been intimidated of, the very situation that's been trying to crack you down and break you down, is the very reason why now the enemies begin to say, the sword of Brother Michael, the sword of your church, the body of believers, they're going to crush it. Remember, you started out in fear. You started out in defeat. But right now, God is changing the equation. Amen. God is changing the equation. Now, victory is going to be spoken on your behalf. Victory is going to be spoken on your behalf when you're coming out, when you're going in. Remember God saying to you, saints, he wants to stop the cry so that worship can come forth. And when worship comes forth, no pain and disease will come through. Because when true worship is lifted up, the presence of God comes down. And when the presence of God comes down, all your enemies can be scattered. They can be defeated. Who am I talking to right now? Because it's revival time. God's taking over. On the news media, God will take over. In the political arena, God will take over. In the world system, is going to take over. In the education system, is going to take over. In the government system, is going to take over. In every facet, he's going to take over, because that's what he wants to do. He's writing his glory upon the face of the earth so that the world may know that God is good, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Saints, this past week, I remember we were watching football and a young man dropped and, you know, had cardiac arrest. You know, you know the NFL is very strict about kneeling, you know, and all of that. But for the first time, this type of kneeling that happened on the broad daylight right here in North America was a kneeling of prayer. Almost all the sports people that were on the field went right to the rescue the young man, and they all knelt for the first time in the public. Remember, several years ago, you know, when Tim Tebow, a Christian young foot, you know, sports guy, when he knelt to praise his God every time he scored, they were mocking him. They were saying to him, they even cut him off the NFL. But for the first time on the world display, millions of people watching, 90 million people watching, a young man falls, and there was a national kneeling that was going out, and all was to the praise of our God. We are going to see oracles of heaven come forth, and no man is going to stop God's agenda in the earth realm, in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout hallelujah. I feel like jumping out of here. Oh my God, my God, my God. I want to see God higher lifted up and glorify in the earth realm like never before. You and I don't need to give the devil credit like we've given it to him. He don't belong to him. What the credit that belongs to God should be given to God right now in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Raise up your hands and let's begin to pray. Let's begin to pray right now. Let's begin to pray right now. Let's begin to worship. Let's begin to worship. Let's begin to worship. The presence of Jehovah is in this house. The presence of Jehovah is in the house. The presence of Jehovah is in the house. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to pray and call upon our God. Don't cry to him. He says, just worship me right now. Just worship me right now. Worship me, because he already had your cry, but he's not had your worship yet. He already had your cry, but he's not had your adoration yet. Now step into a realm of adoration. He already had your cry and your needs and your wants and your everything. Now he wants a people that will now worship him. Like Paul and Silas, they could have cried about the chains. They could have cried about their bleeding. They could have cried about their beatings. They could have cried about their persecution. But they chose one thing. They chose to be praisers of our God. And when they praised God, the chains that were locked on them were broken, and that became a testimony. So the people knew that was their God who came through. And your God is going to be the same. He's taking you out of any fetter of defeat, whether it's in your mind, whether it's in your heart, whether it's in your home, whether it's in your children. That's what he's going to do right now by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Bless God Almighty. We bless God Almighty. That's why the Lord said, tell my people, they've cried enough. Now they're going to praise me enough. And when they praise me, the entire earth will begin to shake. The entire earth is going to begin to shake. And when it shakes, the world will know that our God is a mighty, mighty God. And today, in the name of Jesus, as I close, I want to leave you with this. You are in the new realm. You are called into a new realm with God. And in that realm, you are untouchable, unshakable, unmovable. Nothing can stop the plan of God in your path. The enemy will not diminish you. The enemy will not defeat you. Sickness and disease will not sabotage the plan of God. Because what God wants out of you, like he told Moses, tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Where? To worship. To worship. To worship. He says, yes. I make a command right now. My people are called unto me. Does God need you? Yes, he does. Does God need of us? Yes, he does. For what? We need us because he designed us out of his image to worship him. That means the only thing we've been missing out right now to walk into the fullness of God has been true worship. And what we're praying for right now is a revival of worship. Remember that we're living in a time, saints, we're living in the time where we've been given so many alternatives of worship. They're telling us there are so many other ways. In Canada, I'm seeing the attack and persecution of religious liberties right now. But guess what? In the midst of all that, God is raising up a standard for a mighty move of God in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and begin to worship. Begin to worship right now. Begin to worship because the presence of God is here. The presence of God is coming unto you right now. Begin to worship in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. If you have any sickness in your body, if you have any sickness in your body, touch where your pain is. Touch where you have that pain. That cancer will go. That blind eyes will go. Deaf ears will open. Wherever. Some of you have pain in your chest that has been cracked over there. Some of you have breathing problems that's been over there. Some of you have been going through very much difficulty. Even, you know, two of you that I see in that room. To this very week, the enemy wanted to take your life. But I'm praying in the name of Jesus. The angels of heaven are with you because you survived it by 1 second or two while you're driving. But today, by the grace of God, God is intensifying his protection and grace over you by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm praying for that one that has got lung problems. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus that those lungs are free, can breathe better. Look to the glory of God in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I pray by the Spirit of the living God that your saints, Lord, who are liberated from anything that will hinder them to step into the realm, the Shekinah glory of God, the worship realm of God, where you call them into the higher place, where they test and see that the Lord is good. We will pray tonight in the name of Jesus that the rest of 2023 will be a mighty year, will be a prosperous year. They are the head and not the tail. They will see the goodness of God. Every curse and every yoke that the enemy is trying to put in their path has been removed in the name of Jesus. It's commanded, removed, and Satan will render you powerless. Just like the children of Israel were saved in one day, they were liberated. In one day, they were healed. In one day, they were prosperous. In one day, they were blessed. In one day, their blind eyes were gone. In one day, their pain was gone. I decree that over the saints of God right now in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God, for the time that you've given us in the Word of God. In Jesus' mighty name, for the decree. And what I love about God, he told him, he says, when I stretch my hand, I'm going to smite. I want you to, you know, show me by your hand. I want you to lift up your hand and then stretch it on your right side. Stretch it on your right side. I want to see you take that action. Stretch your hand like that. You know, just stretch your hand like that. Exactly like Pastor, just stretch it like that. When you stretch it like that, what the Lord told me to tell you, he is going to stretch his hand and everything that has stood in your way, everything that has hindered you, whether financially, he's going to stretch his hand for you on your behalf and remove every crooked place straight. Continue to stretch your hand, and whatever you stretch it, stretch your hand over every impossibility you know. Is it sickness in your body? God is stretching his hand. Is it pain? God stretching his hand. Is it impossibilities? God stretching his hand. Is it defeat? He's stretching his hand. Is it financial? He's stretching his hand. For everything God's saying, I'm stretching my hand over every condition in your life, and he's going to open a door where there's no door. That's the reason why when he took them to the Red Sea, he opened. He stretched his hand, and the Red Sea opened up. He stretched his hand, and the Jordan opened up. May you walk in that stretching of his hand, and the mighty hand of God will make everything that's been standing in your way be moved in the name of Jesus. Shout hallelujah, everybody. Pastor Michael, thank you for having me here. We bless the Lord. I want to give it back to you in the name of, if you have no any words, and then we're going to continue to pray in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Wow. What a word. What a word we've received today. I am so truly blessed. The devil's a liar. He wanted to make sure that we did not hear you. But the Lord is faithful.
Amen.
We heard you loud and clear.
Glory to God.
And there is an aspect of what you said today from the passage you read that caught my attention. In that verse, Exodus 7 and 17, he says, "Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in mine hand." The rod was in Moses' hand, but God said it was in his hand.
It was in his hand.
"Upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood." God's hand on my hand. That changes. That changes the dynamics. God's hand. I may be holding my hand in the natural, but God's hand is upon my hand. I might be holding the rod in my hand, but God says, that rod that you're holding in your hand is in my hand. Whew. Mm. Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
You have been used so mightily of God tonight to speak the word of life to us. God's hand is stretched out and it's turning everything around. I receive that word. We receive that word in this house. Those that are online on YouTube and Facebook, they're receiving that same word. That word that you've spoken has gone to the ends of the earth. And many are taking hold of that word and recognizing that God is on their side. We've gone past the time of crying to the time of worship and adoration. Thank you so very much for making it so plain so that we could understand what God is saying today to us. It's a fresh manna word. Thank you, Pastor Michael Kingsley. Amen. Thank you, Son of the Most High. We give God praise.
Thank you, man of God.
I know you've prayed already.
Yes.
And heaven has heard the prayer of faith. Now we declare a manifestation, a speedy manifestation of every word that you have spoken, that we will live it out, not only here in Canada, but around the world, that faithfulness of God will be demonstrated. No delays. As we say over here, speedify, speedify, speedify. Amen. That's a word the Lord gave to me some months back. Speedify. Hallelujah. Speedify. Amen. I thank God that He's doing some speedifications and things are happening right now.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, man of God, for ministering to us. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your servant that you've used so mightily tonight to speak to our spirits. We are greatly encouraged, deeply blessed. Your word has taken root in our lives. We've been watered and we are blossoming. Just like Aaron's rod, we blossom because we are the chosen. You've chosen us, and therefore, when others do not blossom, we blossom. Our true identity is revealed because we are chosen. Blessed be your holy name. Father, we give you praise. We bless your servant. Lord, this year, make this year an extraordinary year for him. A year, oh God, that will surprise him. A year of great expansion. A year, oh God, of true establishment. Thank you, Father. You have removed from him those that do not belong in his sphere. And you've bring into him all the help that he needs for this new phase of the miraculous. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Man of God, we're truly blessed by you. And I'll talk to you again. But before you go, I'd like to have Mama come and just greet you. And she's going to come and just say hello to you so you get to see her face.
The Lord. Shalom.
Praise
Pastor.
The Lord.
God bless you. Thank
Amen.
You for the word of the Lord. We receive it. We believe this is our time to rejoice. 2023, we would go deeper in worship. We will see the glory of God. And this scripture that you brought, I have used it and it worked. I used it, the hand of the Lord, on somebody who is on coma in a different city where I wasn't in, and I said, the hand of the Lord is on my hand. From my house, I stretched my hands to him, and that person came out. So we give God praise.
Amen.
So it
Amen.
Will work for all of us this year in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I release you to go, and we'll talk again. Shortly.
Thank you.
Bless you, man
Shalom.
Of God. Shalom. Blessings. Praise the Lord. Well, we've heard the word of the Lord. It's a word of the turnaround. As I said to you earlier, the word that you engage in is the word that will work in your life. You can take a donkey to the water's edge, but you cannot make it drink. The one responsibility God has given to Mama and I is to make sure that you have the best. The very best, so you can thrive. But nobody can make you thrive if you don't drink, if you don't go to the higher levels, you'll be limited by the excuses you make. Let me say that again. Anyone that lives in the world of excuses, I can't because, gets limited by their excuses. You make a decision not to be burdened by excuses, and desire the best for your life, and you will see the manifestation of the goodness of the Lord. The man of God said something very, very telling this evening. He talked about Paul in the prison. He was not praying about the chains, the shackles. Rather, he praised God. And the shackles fell off. He went higher. My prayer for every one of us is that we go beyond our circumstances, the challenges that we face, and look unto the author and the finisher of your faith. Because when you have God's kind of faith, you will say to this mountain, "Be thou removed." And if you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. That ability to say comes because you're not looking at your circumstances. You're looking at the author and the finisher of faith. You're looking unto Jesus. Let this be the year that you look unto him like never before. Every year is a good year for me. Praise the Lord. Because every year God gave a promise and gave a word. And it matters not what the circumstances might be that year. God gave me the word, knowing that those circumstances were going to come. But he gave me the word so I can think like he thinks. I don't know if you heard that. And you getting a word, your year is going to be wonderful. There's going to be restoration. And there's going to be restructuring. Well, child of God, if there's restructuring, there's going to be some level of chaos. But God wants you to know there is restoration. And the restructuring is to establish you, to expand you. Jabez said, "Enlarge my coast. Bless me indeed." Who asked Mama to come join me? We want for this new thing that God is doing to take hold on all of our lives, so that the testimony that we share and live out becomes, in the ears of many, unbelievable. Because how could that be? Say, "No, it's not unbelievable, because I'm living it now and you can see it." The reason you don't believe it is because you didn't think that God can take somebody from nowhere and raise them up. He's a God of elevation. Amen. And he wants to give you a dimensional change. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just heard the Lord say something. Somebody here, you've been working for other people. You're a good worker. But God is about to set you up.
Amen.
For your own business. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Somebody say, "I receive it." Amen.
Sometimes I will not point to somebody just to protect them. But the word of the Lord has gone forth.
Amen.
And it struck deep in your heart. You've been faithful. You've worked. It's a good worker. God is going to, He's setting you up for your own business. That same faithfulness demonstrated in taking care of other people's company. Now that you've shown yourself faithful, God is going to give you your own.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise somebody the Lord. Say, I have it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let us rise for a moment and just give thanks. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. We bless your holy name. You are the Most High God. There is nothing that is outside of you that is good, but everything in you is good. Father, we turn our heart back to you. Wherever we have been slacking, remove all those slack. The time of weeping, the time of regrets, the time of pain, the time of sorrow. Your word says, the word that came to us tonight is that it is over.
Amen.
It's time to worship. So we ask now for the spirit of worship to fall upon your people,
yes.
To fall on every one of us,
yes.
Where we begin to give thanks and we begin to say, God, you are great. You are mighty. We no longer look at circumstances, but we look at the greatness of our God.
Yes.
Our God is big, 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 big. And he's great, 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 great. And he's marvelous and he's wonderful. And his outstretched arm is our deliverance.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the hand of the Lord.
Amen.
That is upon every one of us. The hand of victory, the hand of success, the hand of healing, the hand of wholeness, the hand of peace, the hand of joy, the hand of the glory of God. It's risen upon us and it's resting upon us and it's flowing in us and out of us. And Lord, we thank you for the hand of revival that's touching us and our nation. Lord, we bless your holy name.
Amen.
Families will be restored. Restoration,
yes.
Restoration, restoration.
Amen.
For families, for marriages, for spouses,
Amen.
For children, Amen. For grandchildren, for parents. Amen. For businesses, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For ministries, in the name of Jesus. For churches, oh God, we give you praise. We give you praise because your hand is not short, but your hand is great. We give you praise for deliverance, for wholeness. And we thank you for restoration. And we thank you, God, for cleaning out every garbage from all our lives. And reconstructing our life and making something beautiful, wonderful, great, and marvelous that we can say, look what the Lord has done. It is marvelous in our sight. Oh God, will we not be the same? Just like we heard from the message today, where every knee bowed, the name of Jesus, every knee bowed.
Amen.
When the crisis came, they bowed in the same fields where they said you cannot bow and they had problem with it. That was before. But there's a new realm. This year, they bowed at the name of Jesus,
yes.
In public places. We declare and decree public revival.
Amen.
Public revival.
Amen.
Public revival.
Amen.
That the world will turn back to you and say, yeah. Look all the mess. We better run to God.
Ooh.
Father, let people begin to run to God. Run to you, O God. Run to you and begin to see that truly you are the author and the finisher of our faith. That the answer is coming from you. We give you praise as we worship you this year. The spirit of worship, praise, thanksgiving, and looking and holding on to you will be our song. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to pray. My prayer is going to be focused on the mind, memories. The Lord began to speak to me about that. Restoration of minds and memories. To remove the fogginess, the lack of connectivity in memories. Sometimes you think, oh, well, it's because I'm growing old. That's why. It's a lie from the depths of hell. After the Lord spoke to me about that, somebody sent me a video clip. Rather funny. This video clip was about a woman that just came out of a mall. She's calling the friend on the phone. And she was fidgeting in her purse. And she says to the friend, I just came from this store. I think I need to go back to the store because I think I forgot my cell phone. She had a cell phone. And she thinks she forgot the cell phone. And the friend obliged and said, when you find your cell phone, call me back. Today I declare, by the authority of the Word of God, that the breakdown in memories, in your ability to remember, break down, the fogginess comes to the mind, forgetfulness, that our stronghold be destroyed now.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, that your mind be sharp.
Amen.
That you be filled with great understanding and insight. Because there's restoration in the connectivities of your brain matters and nerve systems. All that is needed to have great memory. Put your hand on your head and declare, My mind
is restored.
My memories restored.
Because
I have the mind of Christ.
I am not forgetful.
I am sharp.
In thought.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, at this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. I need not tell you how important your giving is. As a believer, and as a lover of the Most High God, one who's obedient to the leadings of God, you stand in the integrity of that word and obey God when it comes to giving. If you cannot trust God with your giving, I doubt that you can trust God anywhere else. when you can trust God with your finances and have no fear of lack, God's hand will be upon your hand. And whatever it is you do, prospers. Rise with me one more time. Say with me, Father, let your hands rest upon my hands, that I may see miracles performed. Everything I do is blessed because your hand is upon my hands. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Well, tomorrow we're going to have another dear son speak to us. This young man, three years ago, God spoke to him, said, "That's your father. He has the blessing for your life." He was broke, had nothing. He was in a conference. He wanted to come to that conference to receive the blessing. And when he came to that conference, he missed the prayer time. Something happened. And he was so distraught. "I came all the way here, and I'm going to leave without the blessing." When God spoke to him and said, "He's the one that has your blessing." He didn't even have the money to go from the hotel where he was to the airport. No money. We blessed him. And on the day that he was supposed to go to the airport, we invited him to come in with us. Say, "Are you going to the airport?" "Yes." "Come on in." We did not know that he did not have money. We took him to the airport. 3 years later, this man has built two amazing buildings. The most recent was built, I'm sure it's bigger than this, in 2 weeks. From foundation to roofing, in 2 weeks. Yeah, Spotify. He listens to the same word that you're listening to. He doesn't miss. That same word that's impacting the lives of so many around the world is going to impact our lives as we come tomorrow and listen to this son, Daniel Ansah, from Ghana. It's going to be a powerful experience. Don't miss it. Praise the Lord. I congratulate every one of you that took time to come. Some could be in here. You know what? When God calls a meeting in his house, that's not the time to stay at home. You better be in the house of the Lord. Oh, I can watch it on Zoom. I can watch it on YouTube. Sure you can. But there is a different blessing for those that are here. Now, if you cannot, because you're in the U.S. or in Africa or a different province or state, a different country, that's a different deal. But if you're in the city, come on. What keeps you at home when you can be in the atmosphere? The Word of God hitting through every cell of your body. So I congratulate everyone that's made time because you felt this was important and you came. May God bless you for doing so. God bless. Now I have some people on Zoom. Sister Jeanette Ellis, bless you from Toronto. And there's a John Duncan.